Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
I think we're all almost relieved that the weather has got a bit colder and it's starting to feel actually like winter, because it was getting uncanny there for a while. So today, to finish up, we're going to talk about hearty soup, kind of a meal soup. And Jess Murphy, chef proprietor from Kye in Galway, is with us. Good afternoon, Jess.
Good afternoon, Brendan. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for coming on. And listen, it is real soup time, isn't it? Like, soup is the definition of hearty and warming this time of year, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, like when you get home and the weather's kind of like dark and miserable and you walk in and it's that automatic smell that you smell in the house, you know, like somebody cares about you when you're walking in. I mean, like I have that memory from my grandparents' house. Mm. I don't know if you have it from your mum's house, you know, when there's a stew on or something's cooked very slowly. You know, it just fills the house of just that aroma.
Yeah. Okay, so making soup. Are we making our own stock, Jess?
Okay, so there's various ways of making your own stock. But, you know, the healing powers of a good soup is through a good stock, okay, right? So it's really important to buy a really good free-range chicken if you're doing something with chicken stock, or a really good free-range piece of ham. I know you're based in Dublin, so I would definitely give a shout out to the village butchers in Ranelagh. They sell absolutely amazing.
There are many,
amazing,
many other
really
butchers selling
chicken bones.
There are many, many other butchers selling great stuff as well.
Yes.
So listen,
but it's free range is what you want, because okay, you want that real fighting kind of like texture of a really good raised animal.
Okay. Now, you like a chunky soup, I'm gathering, yeah? You're kind of eating and drinking in it.
I love chunky soups. I think one of the things that kind of shocked me about Ireland is the smooth soup phenomenon.
Yes. Well, you see, we got those handheld kind of mixers at one stage there, and from then on, everything was kind of blended, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And like I remember making a soup for my father-in-law, who's from Carlow, and he was like, geez, there was some eating in that soup. You couldn't get over it that there was like actual chunks in it, you know?
Okay, so listen, we'll crack on with recipes because we have about 3 minutes. So we might get through them all, but Italian meatball soup, which sounds amazing.
So the Italian meatball soup is a really super easy one to do. What I love about it is that you could probably buy your meatballs pre-made, you know, from any butcher.
From any butcher, any butcher, no particular butcher, Jess, yes.
Yeah, no particular butchers, but you could basically buy meatballs and make the soup, and it's really good for using up, you know, leftover bread, because you toast it and you float it in the soup and you cover it in Parmesan. It's almost like pasta dish. It's got orzo pasta in it. It basically means the married soup, and it originates from Campania in Italy. So it's a real kind of November soup.
Okay, we'll stick that up. Now, Turkish red lentil soup, you call this the love story soup.
So I think all soups, like this is a Mills and Boone soup of all time. It was basically this woman was was forced to marry a guy in Syria, and obviously longed for home in Turkey and used to look across. So this whole soup, this whole Turkish red lentil soup, which is a smooth soup, so it'll please everybody, is the ultimate love story of longing to go home and have the flavours of home. So that's amazing. And you can put butter and Aleppo chili on top to spice it up.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So listen, you've used orzo pasta and you lentils in that one. So like you're putting carbs into the soup. Like I suppose in Ireland, we would have traditionally maybe put potatoes in soup. Would you use spuds?
Yeah, you can use spuds. You can use spuds as well, but not with lentil soups. I think if you're going lentils or pasta in soups, leave the spuds out.
Yeah, I meant in a different
like
soup.
We'll go on to the next soup because, like, you can put spuds in the next one.
Okay, so it's ham and lentil.
Yeah, so this is the ultimate kind of bacon and cabbage vibe.
Oh, yeah,
so
okay,
you can, like, cut little cubes of potato into that, and that's really hearty as well.
Okay, so these are basically dinners, like, but you can eat them with a spoon. I'm loving it.
Absolute dinners, and you can put them in the thermos, take them to work, you know, be the envy of all your work colleagues.
And listen, just one thing I'm curious about is in the ham and lentil soup, you're using ham hock. How do we kind of work with ham hock? Because I've never actually cooked ham hock at home myself.
Okay, so the easiest way of cooking the ham hock is, once again, getting a really good ham hock. I would put it in the slow
the
cooker
is kind
and
of
actually forget
about
it and go to work. Put it on low, go to work, put it in the slow cooker. Off you go. Then by the time you come back, you've got like this massive ham hock, which you can shred into baked beans, or you can make ham sandwiches the next day, and you can use some for soup. So whatever the price of a ham hock is, you can get three meals out of it.
Okay. And the hock is kind of the knuckle, like it's more kind of bony, but you'd want the meat to be coming off it, like after slow cooking, yeah?
Yeah, it'd be like a fat ankle, basically.
A fat ankle, okay.
And descriptive, yes.
Okay. Jess Murphy, we'll put all those up on the website. Thank you very much. Italian meatball soup, Turkish red lentil soup, ham and lentil. Thanks, Jess Murphy from Kai. Talk to you soon.